This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Stop judging people based on the mess that they still got. God's in the process of cleaning the mess up. He accepted them in their mess. Why is it that we're so quick to separate ourselves from somebody else because of the mess in their life, and you still got some mess in your life with your messy self? You just put all your mess under the bed. It looked like the room clean.
Change Experience 2023 is coming to Miami. Join Creflo Dollar on Friday, May 19th. Unite with the World Changers Nation and get Psalm 91 equipped live. Experience meaningful worship and the life-changing message of grace. This is a revival like none other. Seating is limited. Register now. Text CHANGE 2023 to 51555. Scan the QR code or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Many people claim to be Christians. Many people claim to be Christians, but there's a difference between being a fan of Jesus and a follower of Jesus. So maybe in reality, you're just a fan. I don't want to be a fan of Jesus. And somebody mentions Christianity, oh, yes, yes, I'm a Christian. And then you look at their maturity level and you realize, oh, whoa, 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 you're a fan. I don't want to be accused of being a fan. Oh, yes, I like Jesus. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, hallelujah. Somebody do something wrong with you. What a blank, blank, blank. You're a fan. You're a fan. There's a difference between being a fan of Jesus and a follower of Jesus. Christians are followers of Jesus. Our spiritual maturity can decide really what side of the fence we are on. What side of the fence are you on with your Christian self? I mean, it was a very confronting thing for me to have to look at that statement and say, am I a fan? I don't want to spend 41 years as a fan. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be a fan. You know, fans sit around and they talk about, you know, how wonderful Jesus is and, oh, yes, this and, oh, yes, that. And, oh, I love him. You do that with some of the fans in Hollywood. Oh, I just love that person in that movie. Oh, I love them. No, I didn't sign up to be a fan. I'm not a member of a fan club. This dome is not for all the fans of Jesus to gather together and talk about how wonderful he is. Holly, this is a place for followers of Jesus Christ. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ and not just a fan. Look at Mark chapter 8, 34 in the NLT. Our spiritual maturity decides what side of the fence we're on. And over the years, I've never seen just how important this is. I've heard things on spiritual maturity. I've talked a little about spiritual maturity, but the Lord really got on me. He says, I want you to stay there. I want you to dig. I'm planning on doing something with the members of World Changers Church, and I need them ready to go. And what does it mean to be ready to go? That means be spiritually mature in Christ.
I need them loving when nobody else is loving. I need them demonstrating kindness in the workplace when nobody else is demonstrating kindness. I need them doing what other fans won't do. Fans won't do what I'm going to be asking them world changers to do.
Mark chapter 8, verse 34, he said, this is so amazing. He says, then, calling the crowds to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my fan, he said, what? If any of you want to be my follower, all right, so what does it mean to be a follower? You must give up your own way and take up your cross and follow me. You must give up your own way and take up your cross and follow me. Your own way or your selfish way. Look at the same verse in the NIV. I want to be a follower of his, so I got to give up my own way. I got to give up my own way. Whosoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves. Must deny themselves. Give up your own way. Deny themselves. Look at this in the ESV if you have it. I'm going to look at just two more. I want to zero on the fact that he's talking about your selfish ways. Anyone who would go after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and let him follow me. Following Christ, while in Christ. In our actions, we got to follow Christ in our actions as well as our response to our emotions. We got to follow Christ. A follower of Christ is willing to give up his own self-interest. Unfortunately, fans of Christ are in it for their self-interest. It's not what I can do for Christ, it's what can Christ do for me. You want to be saved? Yeah, well, what can Christ do for me? Hey, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life? Yeah, but what, if I make him Lord of my life, what can he do for me? And sometimes we just start off the wrong way. I'm in it because I want to see what he can do for me. Is he going to answer my prayer? Is he going to heal me? Is he going to give me a husband? Is he going to give me a wife? What can he do for me? That's wrong thing. Wrong approach. Fans won't give up their self-interest. Fans are not going to deny themselves and their self-interest. Followers say, I give up my self-interest. I deny myself. That's a tall order. That's an order you have to mature in. But to be a follower of Christ, here's what you evaluate. How much of my self-interest still lives? How have I been doing in denying my self-interest? And it seems costly. Brother Dollar, you're talking about denying your self-interest. What about me? What about me? Because we're contaminated with that self-centeredness and that self-interest that is in the world. What about me? What about me? What about me? And you don't recognize, if you'll give up yourself, honey, you'll gain so much more. You'll gain so much more. Jesus got you. He'll take care of you. But you're trying, you're focusing just on you. You can't carry no cross and not give up your self-interest. Gosh, I get it. It's always, well, I'll serve God if he does this for me. I'll come to church if he does this for me. I'll pray if he does this for me. I'll give if he does this to me. I'll just, yeah, you. What you gonna do for me? 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 When the chips are down. Just inundated with, and we're fans. We've been made fans. We've signed up for a fan club. Why? Because we refuse to deny ourselves. God help us. God help us. Following Christ in our actions as well as how we respond to our emotions. Take up the cross means deny yourself. Sacrifice ourselves to God, and you won't feel like you're sacrificing things. If you'll just go ahead and sacrifice yourself to God, then that'll take care of the things. I'm not too sure. The church has become real thing-minded. The only reason I participate in giving is God gonna give back to me. Instead of I'm giving because I'm in love with Him, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful. And I'm not giving out of necessity. It's always got to be something to feed self. Well, you know, Brother Dollar, people ain't going to want to hear that because, you know, that they just ain't ready for that yet. You know, that's just where I am. I'm ready to preach all the stuff that nobody want to hear. Because I don't know when Jesus is coming back, and I'm not holding nothing back. Not no more ever again until Jesus comes. Because I don't know about you, I'm hungry for the truth. Amen. I'm praying in tongues yesterday, and I paused, and the Lord was just asked me, says, all right, son, so what's going on here? He already knew. I said, Lord, I'm wondering even how I'm praying. Was I taught wrong in that? I'm not doubting you, God. I'm doubting all of that I've learned. I'm doubting what I've been taught. And He says, I'll teach you. I said, it should have been the same way. It should have been that way in the first place. Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Teach me. I don't doubt you. I just sometimes doubt some of the stuff that I've been told. I don't want to just satisfy. I don't want to just sit there and just not challenge some of the stuff I've been told. I want to know the truth. I want the truth. And if I'm a fan, show me how to be a follower. If I need to get rid of myself and deny myself, show me. But I want the truth. Do you remember where the Lord met you? You know, do you remember where God met you and He saved you? For most of you, I would probably imagine He met you in your mess, just like He met me in my mess. Yeah. God met me. God met us in our mess. He didn't meet you when you finally became perfect to be saved. He didn't meet you when you were ready to be saved. He met you in your mess. Huh? And though God meets us in our mess, and He accepts us just like we are. Isn't that amazing? As messy as some of us were when He met us, He accepted us, mess and all. I wish we could do that sometimes, just meet people in their mess and just, you know, they slip up and cuss. They don't slip up, they just cuss. But you...
Stop judging people based on the mess that they still got. God's in the process of cleaning the mess up. He accepted them in their mess. Why is it that we're so quick to separate ourselves from somebody else because of the mess in their life, and you still got some mess in your life with your messy self? You just put all your mess under the bed. It looked like the room clean. Looked like the room clean. But so here's the deal. Though He accepts us in our mess, He doesn't want us to stay that way in our mess. He met you in your mess, but he don't want you to stay in your mess. You've been saved 30 years and you still in your mess? He met you there, not so you can stay there.
Hebrews chapter 6 in the NIV. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 in the NIV. Look at this scripture. Hebrews 6, verse 1 in the NIV. Therefore, let us move beyond the mess. Let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. Did you see what he said? Let's move beyond the elementary teaching about Christ. Remember what I said last week? I said some folks come to church to hear what they already know. Let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. Jesus wept. Is that all you know about Christ? Let's move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity about Christ. He's talking about Christ. Let's move beyond the elementary things you learned about Christ, and let's move forward to the maturity. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Let's move into the mature things. God's plan is for us to move beyond the elementary teachings and to grow more into the image of Jesus Christ. He wants us to grow in the image of Jesus Christ. This is what spiritual maturity is. Here it is. For all of our characteristics to be made more like Jesus in every way, spiritual maturity. For all of our characteristics to be made more like Jesus Christ in every way. Huh. He's talking about maturing in Jesus Christ. Now watch this. And this is the question. Why is spiritual maturity important? And I'm talking about Jesus being the standard of your maturity, maturing in the nature and character of Jesus Christ. Why is that so important? Now, watch this carefully now. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2 in the NIV. Watch this carefully. I gave you milk. I gave you milk because you were a babe. So when you first got saved, I gave you milk. Not solid food. I didn't give you solid food. For you were not yet ready for solid food. That's why I gave you milk. You were not ready for solid food. Okay, I get that. But then here's the part that got me. Indeed, you're still not ready. Oh, my goodness. You're still not ready. Our maturity is a reflection of our relationship with God. My maturity, your maturity is a reflection of our relationship with God. If we are not maturing in our relationship with God, I don't know how we think we're going to bear fruit or have fruit that's ready to be picked and used. Okay, real quick, let me give you some steps because now we're to the how to mature part. I hear what you're saying, but how do we do that? Number one, how do we achieve spiritual maturity? Number one, real practical stuff. Number one, we must build a life of prayer and worship. What? For real? Yeah. I don't know if you understand it, but prayer, it's gigantic. Prayer and worship, let me say it like this. Intimacy, that's what comes from prayer and worship. Intimacy is what God is looking for. And this is how the Holy Spirit will fill you. Intimacy, spiritual growth. How do I grow spiritually in Christ? Intimacy. When you're committed to a level of intimacy with Jesus on an everyday basis, praying every day, and remember, worship is not a song. Remember, worship is you presenting your body as a living sacrifice holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship or your reasonable service. It's not you saying to God, what can I do for you? It's you saying, God, what do you want to do through me? And having intimacy through prayer and worship. Oh, but Brother Dollar, I've tried to pray. Well, that's why I'm doing several things to engage our congregation into prayer again. You really don't need nobody. I mean, we do it, but you don't need nobody with a microphone. Everybody in here ought to come in praying. Everybody, because you ought to have an intimate relationship with God. But the more that, more you pray, the more you develop an intimate relationship with God. More you worship, and even in songs, you know, let's not throw that away. Now, even in songs, you worship God. That's providing intimacy. Sometimes you turn on some great praise and worship music, and you really get involved in it. But what does your everyday life look like where your development of intimacy is concerned? 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11 in the NIV. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 11 in the NIV. God is looking for this, and this is how the Holy Spirit will fill you. He says here, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Seek His face always. These are things I can't do for you. These are things that as a follower of Christ and not a fan of Christ, you commit yourself to. Prayer and worship. Even if you're praying in tongues for 30 minutes to an hour a day, or spend time, intimacy. That's what He's looking for. He wants us to grow in this area. So how do I achieve spiritual maturity? Through intimacy. That's what God is looking for more than anything. Intimacy. Intimacy. And notice, fans don't have intimate relationship with Him. Followers do. Followers do. Number two, very practical. Look at James chapter 1, 22 and through 25 in NIV. James 1, 22 through 25. Number two, reading the Bible and applying it to our everyday lives.
Well, I don't know how to read the Bible. Well, at least take the scriptures we go over in the sermon and read it. Read the Bible and apply it in your everyday lives. How's your Bible reading time? How's your Bible reading time? It's like the Word has an impact on your very life. How's your Bible reading time? Remember, you're not a fan, you're a follower. You're wanting to know how to develop spiritual maturity, intimacy, reading your Bible and applying it to your life. It's your manual of instruction.
So we develop spiritual maturity through reading the Bible and applying it every day. And then number three, this is big. We congregate with a Spirit-filled church family. We congregate with a Spirit-filled church family. Or get together with a Spirit-filled community. So again, how to achieve spiritual maturity? Number one, intimacy. Number two, reading the Bible and applying it every day. And number three, congregate with our Spirit-filled church family. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, that we don't forsake our assembling of ourselves together as believers. Assemble as believers. Who do you congregate with? Who do you get together with? Is it edifying when you get together? That's a big deal, man. Whew, that was a lot for today. I think we just need to just take a deep breath and say, whew.
Why do Christians have to go through adversity? We've all asked this before, but have you ever had an acceptable answer? In the 8-message series, Maturity Through Pressure, Creflo Dollar gives clarity on the why behind the pressure we face. For only $45 for CDs or $55 for DVDs, all 8 messages can be yours today. Just visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen to get yours today.
Calling all world changers and those who have been changed by the message of grace. It's homecoming time. We've been on the road spreading the gospel, and now it's time to bring it home. That's right. Grace Life 2023 Homecoming is upon us and will be an experience like no other. We are inviting the entire World Changers Nation home July 13th through the 15th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Welcome home, World Changers.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.